Okay, so the deal finally happened. What do you make of it?
This is a really big thing. This has been kind of, you know, in the works for the past few weeks. And now we're seeing, you know, the deal come to fruition. It's the first time that Apple's ever really made a major acquisition like this. They've never actually gone out and bought a brand. They've always owned their own products, and they're going to keep Beats separate. So this is a really big thing that Apple's doing. They're kind of changing the way the company was under Steve Jobs.
Young people already knew about Beats, but how would you describe what the company has been until now?
Beats up to this point has really just been about the headphones. You know, headphones are very expensive. You know, teenagers are very, you know, picky about what they wear, and Beats has really become kind of the go-to product in terms of headphones. They also have a streaming music service for $9.99 a month, but that's pretty small right now. It's only about a couple hundred thousand subscribers. So Apple is getting both the headphone business, which is a high margin business, as well as the up and coming streaming music business with this deal.
Of course, Apple already has its own streaming music service, so why add Beats streaming service?
Yeah, Apple has iTunes Radio, but it's not really been a successful product. They have, you know, around 40 million users for iTunes Radio, but it's never been, you know, something that's been able to really cut into the streaming music business. I mean, we still see Pandora, Spotify, Radio, and a couple other players, you know, kind of dominating and running circles around Apple when it comes to iTunes Radio. So Apple really felt the need to go out and compete here for, I mean, this is really the future of the music business. You know, iTunes downloads are declining for the first time, you know, since iTunes really came into existence. So if Apple's going to lose revenue from iTunes downloads, they really need to come up with something that can offset that. And streaming subscriptions at $9.99 a month is something that's going to be able to do that for Apple.
What changes, if any, do you think that Apple will make to Beats?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like Apple is going to really influence Beats all that much. I mean, the co-founders, Jimmy Iovine and Dr. Dre, are going to be Apple employees. And the Beats service is going to be run under Eddie Q. But it seems pretty much like they're going to leave Beats alone. They're going to keep it a separate brand. So it really doesn't seem like, at least for now, they're going to make a lot of changes to it. You know, they're going to work with Dr. Dre and Iovine to continue to build up the company's content strategy. But as far as the actual Beats products themselves, it doesn't seem like anything's really going to change at this point.
Will Apple integrate Beats into its new hardware?
Yeah, I'm sure, you know, as part of maybe even as soon as iOS 8, we might see, you know, some kind of Beats app preloaded on the phone. And I'm sure that, you know, given how prevalent, you know, Apple retail stores are around the country, I'm sure that we'll see some kind of push to sell Apple to Beats headphones along with iPhones. Perhaps there's a deal when a new iPhone comes out. You know, there's also new headphones coming out. So I would not be surprised that there's some synergies, you know, as it relates to both the streaming service as well as the headphones.